We're going to be starting a new series today called Release the Supernatural in You. But before I do that and get too far in it, I want to honor one of our servicemen who's home visiting, our very own Mr. Tony, who's in the Navy. Stand up, Tony. Let him see how good you look, man. Go, Tony. We are so very proud of you. We're proud of your service to our country, and we want to say thank you for all that you're doing, and we're so ecstatic that you're a part of our congregation. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. And he looked good, too, going off to the service, man. You good boy, you look good. Go, Tony. All right, if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. I'm going to be talking to you today about releasing the supernatural in you. And I am excited. This is going to be a three-week series. And how many of you guys have ever watched superhero cartoons or shows as a kid? Raise your hand. How many of you as a kid ever said, I want to be a superhero? What was it about the superheroes that you wanted to be? It wasn't just because they had the cool costumes. You wanted the superpowers. Come on, what were your favorite superpowers that you wanted? I don't know if it was maybe to be invisible, super strength, super speed like Dash from The Incredibles. I wanted super speed like Dash because I wanted to be able to run track like Dash did at the end of the movie and just run all over people and then slow down and look back like I'll slow down and wait for you, then take off and run again and win every race. But superheroes have incredible superpowers. What's amazing is that believers have been given supernatural powers too. And God wants us to understand what those superpowers are and to release them in the body of Christ. Somebody say, yes, I'm a superhero. All right, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. You don't have to stand, but I'm going to go ahead and read this. If you'll do me a favor, the words are going to appear on your screen. I'm reading from the New King James Version. If you do me a favor and let us read this together. If you have a different version, no worries. There's the words. Let's, for the sake of us reading together. 1 Peter 4:10, just one verse. Let's read together. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Father, thank you so much that you have given us superpowers as Christians. I thank you that we were not to live ordinary lives, but to live extraordinary lives. Father, today release on us an understanding of the gifts and the powers that you have given to us so that we too can be like superheroes and make a difference in the world around us. Father, move me aside, come in, teach this word, and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The powerful part about superpowers is they move you from being natural to being supernatural, from being ordinary to being extraordinary. And all of us, there's a part inside of us that wants to be greater than where we are. There's a part inside of us that desires to do more than what we're doing now. Many of us in this room grew up with a passion, a desire. We want to change the world. We want to right the wrongs. We want to make sure that evil is destroyed on every realm. That is the reason why we love superheroes so much. And it is the reason why Jesus Christ came to save you so you too could be a superhero. That love and that desire you have inside of you came from God. And I want you to know that it is important that we discover these superpowers. Now, I love all kinds of superheroes. Wonder Woman, Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. But my favorite group are the Avengers. We got any Avenger lovers out there? The Avengers. What I love about the Avengers is each of them are absolutely unique. They each have at least one superpower that allows them to defeat the evil. But when that each of those five or six Avengers comes together they can destroy any evil that's coming at them. Individually, they are awesome, but when they bring their superpowers together, they get better and more effective. Do you not know that's exactly how the church is? Everybody in here has an individual superpower. But those superpowers on your own, they're pretty cool. But when we bring those powers together, we can defeat Satan in our community. When we bring those superpowers together, we can destroy poverty in our community. When we bring those superpowers together, we can defeat cancer and we can destroy the work of the enemy. We can go after homelessness and divorce and lack of education. Why? Because we are the Avengers for Christ. Oh, y'all ain't excited. I'm an Avenger. Every single one of us has a supernatural power if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're 12 or you're 21 or you're 112. Everybody has a superpower. There is no junior Holy Spirit. So our children, when they got saved, they got superpowers too. Oh, a lot of times we don't want to think that our kids are superheroes. The kids say, yes, I am. I'm a superhero. You know what? It's easier for them to believe they superheroes than for us older people to believe we superheroes. Because they put on masks and they put on costumes at Halloween trying to be superheroes. We've grown out of that because our faith says, well, you know, I've seen myself work. I ain't no superhero. But Father God says, it's not you. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in you that makes you super. Jesus takes your natural, puts the Holy Spirit on it, and it becomes supernatural. Everybody has a superpower. And 1 Peter 4:10 tells us this. He says, as each one has received a gift, everybody has, who is a believer, has a supernatural gift or a superpower. And he says, as you've received that gift, you ought to use it. Minister to one another. These superpowers or super gifts are not talents or skills that we've picked up from education or experience. It's not like I can sing, that's my spiritual gift or my superpower. No, that's just a good natural gift. It's not like I'm so smart. No, that's just a natural gift. Spiritual gifts are not even the fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. These spiritual gifts or superpowers are given to us by God when we become believers. They take our situations in our lives and they release in us a supernatural source. They come from God. They are supernatural power because it's God at work in us. They are supernatural powers because they produce supernatural results. When the supernatural is working inside of you, when your spiritual gifts and your superpowers are working, come on somebody, things start to change around you. And you don't even know how it happened. It produces a super result. It's the work that only the Holy Spirit can do. And when superheroes begin to discover their superpowers, it shapes their identity. It changes how they operate in the world around them. Think about the Hulk and how the Hulk's anger turned him green and it allowed him to destroy the bad guys. But knowing that shapes how the Hulk operates in the world around him. Just like with superheroes, when we begin to identify our superpowers and learn to grow and how to use them, it shapes how we operate in the world around us. When you understand your primary spiritual gift and how it fits with the purpose of God and how what it has in your life, it becomes absolutely empowering. So in this series, I'm going to start by identifying and discussing your supernatural powers. I'm going to teach you how to release those gifts in the body of Christ. But first today, I want to talk about what are the superpowers. We need to identify them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 6 gives us three types of superpowers. Somebody say there are three types. Now, there are four different passages on spiritual gifts in the Bible, but all of them break down into being three types of spiritual gifts. And so over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to explain these three types of gifts, why God uses them in their life, and how important they are to release the supernatural in us. He says in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6, there are diversity of gifts. Somebody say gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries. Somebody say ministries, but the same Lord. And verse 6, and there are diversities of activities. Somebody say activities. But it is the same God who works all in all. Now in this verse, Paul uses three different words to describe our superpowers. He says a diversity of gifts, a difference of ministries, and a diversity of activities. So to translate that, there are three types of superpowers. The diversity of gifts are the motivational gifts. That's what we're going to talk about today. But for the sake of understanding it in completion, I want you to see all three of them. The diversity of the difference in ministries, the ministries are ministerial gifts. So that's a different type. And the third type, the activities, are the manifestation gifts. So there are three types of superpowers: motivational superpowers, ministry superpowers, and manifestation superpowers. Now, I'm going to talk today just simply about the motivational ones. Now, the motivational ones are why we do what we do. The ministry ones are what you do. And the manifestation ones are what happens and how the Holy Spirit uses you while you're doing what you're doing. Three different types of gifts. Now, some people think I get the manifestation gifts and I get those only. Those are gifts like words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophetic words and moments. But those are not the only gifts you get. What happens is you get a motivational gift, which means this is the reason why you're serving somewhere. You get a ministry gift. That means that's my place of service. And then as you're serving, the Holy Spirit releases words of wisdom, manifestation gifts. The Holy Spirit releases words of knowledge. The Holy Spirit releases healings and miracles. So those are the three types of gifts. But right now, let's focus on motivational. Somebody say motivational. All right. So there are a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. That word gifts in the Greek is charismata. It means a grace gift, a supernatural gift given from God, that which is freely given. These are the motivational gifts you get when you come to Jesus. You get born again, boom, you get a motivational gift. You get at least one. The motivational gifts are the basic inward drives that God has placed inside of every believer so that you will express your love and his love to others through him. The motivational gifts shape our perspective. If you would, they're kind of like glasses you put on. You ever seen people see things differently than you? Don't it bother you? People with the gift of mercy, they see people so sweet. And they just like, oh, I just want to spend time with them. People with the gift of prophecy say, I don't want to spend time with them. I want to tell you what's wrong. People with the gift of teaching say, I see your problem. Let me show you how to correct it. People with the motivational gift of administration says, your problem is you're not organized enough. Let me just help you organize it. And then you can get through whatever your situation is. See, we see the same situation, but we all have a completely different view on what that is. So it is important for us to understand our motivational gifts, because if we understand our motivational gifts, we will understand how we are made up. We'll understand why we do what we do, and we'll understand why serving in certain places stress us out. Come on, somebody. I do not have the gift of mercy. I lose patience extremely quickly in situations that I cannot coordinate and fix. So Janae came over, and she has three beautiful babies. Janae has to have the gift of mercy right now, because her babies, two older ones were crying, and the baby one was chilling. And Janae was just as calm. I was like, oh, I looked at Janae. Is she here? I don't even know if she's here. I looked at her. I was like, oh, girl, I can't do that. But in the midst of that situation, she was like, it's all right. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. I was like, that is a gift. It's got to be a supernatural power. That when all your babies cry, you are cool. I don't understand. It is a supernatural power inside of you. But it changes how you operate. It changes the way you move. It changes your motivation for why you do things. These are our whys. They're your core motivation. It's what lights you up in the morning. It's the thing that if you could be doing this every day for the rest of your life, you would be with joy on your face. You would say, "My life, I have arrived." These are your motivational gifts. So I want to talk to you about what the motivational gifts are. They're actually found in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. Romans 12, verse 6 through 8. And they say, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If it's prophecy, somebody say prophecy, then let us prophesy in proportion to our gifts. Or ministry, somebody say ministry, that's service, then let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches, somebody say teaching, he who exhorts, say exhort, in exhortation. He who gives, somebody say gives, with liberality. He who leads, somebody say leads, with diligence. And he who shows mercy, mercy with cheerfulness. Now, I want to go back to our superheroes. Now, it took me a lot to work on this message. So much so, I had to talk to my children. I had to talk to some faithful Avengers. So if you don't agree how I make this assessment, then y'all can have a discussion with me afterwards. But I looked at the 7 motivational gifts, and I discovered that the Avengers each had one of these motivational gifts. And I'm going to show you what the Avengers gifts are and show you and to use that to explain to you how these motivational gifts can be used in our lives and what they look like. So let me show you. Here's the Avengers. Y'all remember that movie, The Avengers, The Age of Ultron? Did anybody see that movie? Okay, anybody know who the Avengers are? Good, because if you don't know who Avengers are, we was going to have problems with this illustration. All right, here we go. Let's talk about the first gift, prophecy. Before you put it on the screen, who do you think is out of the Avengers, the Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, the Black Widow, Hawkeye, and Nick Fury, which one do you think of the Avengers has the gift of prophecy? Huh? Nick Fury, Hawkeye, Thor? Y'all gotta back that up on your own. I think it's Hulk. What? The Hulk has the gift of prophecy? Let me explain to you why. Somebody said, that's my gift right there. Hulk's strength is proportional to his level of anger. Now, Bruce Banner is physically transformed into the Hulk when he's subjected to any emotional stress or when something happens against his will or goes against his will. Now, he often is led to destructive rampages and conflicts that absolutely complicate his life. He was a brilliant scientist, but also a destructive warrior. He's absolutely less than perfect. Why do I say he has the gift of prophecy? Well, prophecy as a superpower is the ability to perceive, and they are seers of the body of Christ. That's not what makes him the Hulk, have the gift of prophecy, but it's this part. Those with the supernatural gift, they hate sin. They are focused on truth. Let me tell you something. They only want to declare the truth, and they can't stand anything but the truth. These are the people that want to tell you what's wrong with you. Do you know that's a supernatural gift? Criticism is not a supernatural gift. But prophecy and seeing the sin and wanting to see you come to make a change in your life, that is a supernatural gift. That's a spiritual gift. Now, they tend to be black and white. There's no gray for them. Those with this motivational gift are motivated by truth and exposing sin. Now, the problem with that gift, and the reason why I say the Hulk has it, is like the Hulk, those with the motivational gift of prophecy, they tend to step on others' toes real easy. Why? Because they're angry at the sin, but not at the person. These are the tell it like a T.I. is people. These are the people that when you come into church, they are sitting there and they looking at you. Now, they ain't trying to, but the Holy Spirit is showing them, man, you done did this sin. And you're sitting there like, I don't want to talk to Sister So-and-so because all she's going to do is tell me what I'm doing wrong today. Matter of fact, I'm going to make sure I go the other way when I see her. But the good part about those with the gift of prophecy is they are motivated by the fact that truth is important. God cares about truth. If we didn't have the gift of prophecy in the church, let me tell you something. Nobody would tell you when it's wrong. We would live all wild and outside, and we would not have any changes or transformation in our life. Now, nobody likes this gift when it's used on you. When sin is being pointed out in your life, you're like, I'm going to use my gift of criticism and tell you what's wrong with you. So I say the Hulk because it can vary time. Part of the negative side, every spiritual gift, just like every superpower, has a positive and a negative. The power in Hulk is that Hulk has the ability to destroy things that need to be taken out. But the negative side is sometimes he hurts people too. He doesn't mean to. Now, it's important when you're in church, if you begin to understand that so-and-so has a motivational gift. Now, the gift of prophecy comes in all three areas. There's the motivational gift, there's the ministerial gift, which is the position, and then there is the manifestation gift, which means it may just come out and you give a prophetic word or a word of encouragement or a word that says what thus says the Lord. If you do that sometimes, that don't mean your motivational gift is prophecy. When your motivational gift is prophecy, you can serve in the children's ministry. But your whole, you back there like, I'm going to tell these kids what's wrong and they need to know drinking is wrong. They need to know this is wrong. I'm going to make sure they get the truth. You can be a greeter and have the gift of prophecy. What are you talking about? I'll be greeting and I'll be outside. Look, this grass don't look good. I'm going to tell you, church, we need to get this grass together. Because people going to come here, they're not going to see Jesus without this grass coming together. See, you can use it in any place. But you have to understand that it is a spiritual gift. And God places it in the body because we need it. So when you see somebody with that gift, don't get so mad when they go green on you. They turn into Hulk. Don't get mad. You have to stop back and go, wait a second. That's their motivational gift operating right now. I'm gonna let them destroy what needs to be destroyed and not let my feelings get hurt too bad. Somebody say amen. All right, let's go on. The next thing he says is ministering. Don't show them yet. If ministering, let us use it in our ministering. And that word ministry is the Greek word diakonesis or deacon, where we get the word service. This doesn't mean that this person is a deacon. It means that they have the gift of serving people. Which one of the Avengers do you think has the gift of service? Captain America. Somebody else. Captain America. Y'all all think Captain America? Who? Iron Man? So show them, Crystal. Which one do I believe they have? The Avenger that has that gift. Can you show them? Hawkeye. Some of y'all are like, Pastor, your analogies are really off today. Where was y'all at 3 days ago when I was trying to figure this out? Let me tell you why I think Hawkeye has the gift of serving. Hawkeye's original name was Clint Barton. Did y'all know that? No. Do y'all even know who Hawkeye is? He's the guy with the bow and arrow, and he shoots with precision and kills people all the time. Well, Clint Barton, oh, my bad, that came out wrong. His parents were killed in a car accident, and he spent a lot of time in an orphanage. And 6 years after being in the orphanage, he ends up running away to the circus. Yes, the circus. And while he's in the circus, he meets up with the swordsman, and the swordsman teaches him how to have an eye for precision. He serves as the assistant to the swordsman. Then some things happen. Things get a little crazy. He ends up falling in love with the Black Widow. And then he leaves everything he's doing to serve the Black Widow and her purposes. And then she leaves to go and work for Tony Stark, and he goes and he helps her while he's working with Tony Stark. When the Black Widow became seriously injured, he left everything he was doing to rescue her and to aid her. Hawkeye's motivational gift was service, because all he wanted to do was to help other people. That's all he wanted to do. Those with the gift of service are those people with the supernatural power to help. I love people like this. They are the hands of the body of Christ. They have the concern of meeting needs. They are highly motivated doers. These are the people, you don't have to tell them what to do. They just get up and do it. They look around, they say, oh, that chair needs to be moved. I'm going to move the chair. They said, oh, there's no toilet paper in the bathroom. I'm going to go get the toilet paper for the bathroom. These people just do whatever needs to be done. They're highly motivated. Now, here's the bad part about those with the gift of service and helps. They tend to overcommit a lot. But they find joy in overcommitting and serving, so they keep on doing it. They love meeting short-term goals. They're not long-term goal people, because I just want to do it and see it get done and be over. They love to help in any ministry. Anything that needs to be done, they are willing to do. Let me tell you, if there's any gift that has shined brightly as we changed and move over this church, it is those with the motivational gift of serving. Because it's so much that they can do and get done. They're like, yes! They're in heaven, right? But those with this gift sometimes burn out really quickly because they're doing so much. So it's important, if you have the gift of service, to understand, you know what? God has made me to be the person that's going to help. Now, you can use that. I think Pastor B has he may think he has a different motivational gift, but I definitely see the motivational gift of service all over Pastor B. His passion is children, and so he uses his gift of service with his passion with children, and he serves the children like never before. Pastor B will go back there, set up the rooms, break down the rooms, set up the projector. Pastor B has done so much in the quiet hours that nobody knows about on this building. Every projector that's up, Pastor B has been on a ladder putting it up. The network system, Pastor B has been a part of doing that. Why? Now, that is his motivational gift being expressed in different ways. And many of you have that gift. That's a good one. Y'all ready for the next one? Oh, are you starting to identify which superpower you might have? Kids, are you guys the Hulk or are you Hawkeyes yet? They don't know. Let's keep going because you might not be either one. Let's go to the next one. Wait, the next one is the person with the gift of teaching. Now, who do you think had the gift of teaching? Nick Fury, Iron Man. Oh, that was, again, where were y'all? Well, nobody gets the ones I picked. All right, let me tell you who I think has the gift of teaching. I think it's Captain America. Captain America. Of all people, Pastor, you could have picked somebody other than Captain America. Actually, I didn't know who else to put in this spot, but I'm going to explain why. Captain America, his name, anybody know his original name? Steve, oh, there's some Avengers fans and some Marvel Comics people over there. Steven Rogers. He was a poor Irish immigrant whose father died when he was a child and his mother died later when he was a teenager. He was a scrawny, puny teen who got rejected from the military, unlike our wonderful man here, because he was too small. He later received a special truth serum that transformed him into a nearly perfect human with strength, agility, stamina, and intelligence. He was not born with a great power, but it was a gift that was bestowed on him. Just like many of us, we're not born with these supernatural gifts, these superpowers, these spiritual gifts. We are given them when we come to Jesus Christ. Now, the reason I say he has the gift of teaching is most think about his body and how strong he is. But we forgot when he took that serum, his mind got smarter too. It's crazy. Watch this. Captain America is able to complete lightning-fast calculations and make life-saving decisions in a fraction of a second. He has a perfect memory for military tactics and strategies, for speaking multiple languages, and enhanced reasoning. He was a great battle technician. He can see 10 steps ahead of you, which is what made him so good in a fight. Captain America loved the details, and his success was because he focused on the truth of the details. Teachers are detail-oriented. They love to tell the truth. These are people who will spend time researching and researching. They will take a scripture, and they will spend 25 hours just on the research and ain't even put the lesson together yet. You know why? Because they love digging into the details to figure things out. These are the people who, they like history and facts. They like to discover new things, and then they like to take that and begin to communicate that knowledge to other people. Teachers' main focus is this. I want to learn and learn all I can so that I can help somebody else to learn and learn all they can. How does that operate in the body of Christ? Most times we naturally think, well, you teach Sunday school, or which we don't have any more small groups, or you teach the children. But you know what? Those who have this gift, they could be on the AV team. What do you mean, Pastor? Do you know how much technical detail and knowledge it takes to do and put lights up? Let me explain something to y'all. This building, most of the buildings we've been in have had lights in some capacity. This building in this room had no lights. My degree is in electrical engineering, so I'm not afraid of electrical things. I just don't like to touch them. Ask Joey. He got shocked one really good time touching one of the lights. Praise God for you, Joey. So I go to the lighting store to talk about getting lights. And there is a whole science behind putting lights up for a stage. People get master's degrees in lights. I was like, what kind of stuff is this? Those people who have the gift of teaching will dive into understanding how lights work. They'll dive in and they'll go, oh my gosh, I got to understand about the LEDs and I got to understand about the distance and the focal path and all this other stuff. And they'll go into them and then they'll take those details, make them work for us and use them to teach somebody else to make sure they work. So people with the motivational gift of teaching don't just stand in front of a class and teach. They're people who have a heart and a passion. Just because my gift is teaching and my motivational gift is teaching doesn't mean I might teach a class. And that's okay. Watch this. This is so important to the body of Christ because these people are the ones, their manifestation gifts that you'll see usually are the revelatory gifts. They have words of knowledge a lot because they'll read, they'll delve, and they'll say, oh my God, I just see this thing. They'll have words of wisdom. They'll have new revelations in scriptures that you've never seen. It's so powerful. So how many of you guys think you're Captain America? I got two Captain Americas. I'll take it. All right, now, here's my favorite. Exhortation. Exhortation means that you have the ability to come alongside of someone to encourage them, build them up, and help them be all that they're supposed to be. Which one of our Avengers is an exhorter? Yes! Somebody finally got one that I said. Iron Man! We agree, it's Iron Man. Absolutely. Who knows what Iron Man's original name is? Tony Stark. Yeah, that's a pretty easy one. Tony Stark. Why is he the exhorter? Well, Tony Stark was fascinated with building and controlling machines. Do you know that Tony, what school did Tony Stark go to? Anybody know? No, he was not a Cal alum. Mr. Cal alum. MIT. Very good. He was at MIT. He went to MIT at 15, majored in electrical engineering. Apparently MIT was a little greater than Cal for Iron Man. And he graduated with two master's degrees by the age of 19. His parents were killed in a car accident, and Tony ended up working for Stark Industries. He lacked business acumen as he led the industry, and he said, let me hire somebody smarter than me to take care of this, mostly because he didn't want to deal with the business side. Who did he hire to take over the business? Pepper Potts, right? He hired Pepper Potts to be his executive assistant so that he could focus on research and development. Now, during an attack, Tony Stark got a piece of shrapnel stuck near his heart, and he knew he couldn't live like this, so he spent some time researching and developing a magnetic field generator to prevent the shrapnel from reaching his heart. Not only did Tony improve the armor of Iron Man, but then he began to help with the formation of the Avengers. He sponsored the Avengers financially. He came across Captain America's comatose body, revived Captain America, and he later established the international super spy agency, the SHIELD. Tony Stark's also helped another prominent Avenger that many of you have not even thought about, which is who? Spider-Man, Peter Parker. He made Peter Parker a brand new advanced weapons suit and helped him to become Spider-Man. Tony Stark's Iron Man, even though he's a little crazy, he's a little eccentric, everything he did was to make someone else better. Exhorters, all they want to do is help someone else become better. Exhorters are the people who will see good in you when there is or seems like there is absolutely no good in you. Exhorters are the people who will not give up on you, but who will encourage you to do all that God has created you to do. Exhorters are those people who are very practical, but also very positive. They take care of the spiritual needs of others. They like to stimulate. They like to build up. They like to edify. They are the ones that are saying you are going to do great things for God. You are going to achieve the amazing things. And not only are you going to do it, I'm going to be right there next to you to help you get it. That's the Iron Man of the church. Not to mention, I like Iron Man. He's one of my favorite. Can you guess which one of my spiritual gifts are? It's this one. It is not pastoring. Pastoring is my ministerial gift. It's where I serve. It's not prophecy, although I will tell you like it is. The reason I pastor, the reason I teach, the reason I serve is because I want to see God move in you. Some people say, man, pastor, you're so encouraging. You know why? Because that's my motivational gift. If you've ever been around me long enough, you'll know this. If you want to try something, I'm going to let you try it. You know why? Because in trying it, you discover who God has made you out to be. That's so important to me. So I know that I'm not the only one with this gift. There are many of y'all in the church with this gift. Praise the Lord. How many of you think you're Iron Man? Like three of y'all. The kids are still like, I'm just the one that I like the most. Okay, the gift of giving. We're almost done. Which one has the gift of giving? Who do you think has the gift of giving? Thor? What does Thor give? The hammer? I bring the hammer. Nick Fury? What'd you say? Spider-Man! So I forgot about Spider-Man. Yeah, I know. I tricked you on that one. Spider-Man, what's his original name? Peter Parker. He's a science whiz who became an orphan, and he's raised by who? His Aunt May, right? Now, Peter he gets bit by a radioactive spider at a science exhibit and gets his super strength, and it gives him super strength and super agility. He then develops a gadget for firing webs. Where's Jeremiah? Jeremiah, come here. Can you show them what Spider-Man does? What does Spider-Man do? What's Spider-Man's? How does he shoot his webs? Show me. Can you show me? Give it up for Jeremiah. Come on, let's go with our Spider-Man pose, Jeremiah. There we go. Good job, buddy. Okay, bye, buddy. Why do I say Peter Parker? Spider-Man has the gift of giving because Peter Parker struggles to work to help take care of his aunt, to help cover the bills. He's often found giving of his time by leaving school to go fight crimes. Peter Parker is a giver. Spider-Man is a giver. He contributes to everything around him. These people with the gift of givers, like Spider-Man, they're the arms of the church. They're the arms of the body of Christ. They truly enjoy reaching out and giving. They enjoy blessing others. They desire to give quietly and secretly. Most people with the motivational gift of giving don't even want you to know they gave. Now, what would the church be like if we didn't have people with the motivational gift of giving? These are people who just simply get joy from giving to other people. They are alert to other people's needs. These are the people that just, they see a need and they're like, oh my gosh, we need to organize a thing to give to them. We need to make sure that they have what they need. We need to make sure they get food. We need to make sure they have clothes. Those are the people with the gift of giving. They find the best buys available. These are the people who are Groupon shoppers. You know why? Because they realize if they manage their money well, they can give more. They take notice of overlooked needs and they maintain a very good budget in their life. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, here's the next one. I got only a couple more left. All right, the next one is the gift of leadership. All right, who has the gift of leadership? Nick Fury, absolutely. Nick Fury is the commander, the leader. The CIA uses, I like the one where he smiles. You don't see Nick Fury smiling a lot. The CIA uses Nick as a liaison to various superhero groups such as the Fantastic Four. And of course, he's the second commander of S.H.I.E.L.D. and is its public director. He manages the implementation and orders of his 12 mysterious board members. You ever notice you never seen those guys' faces? Just a thought. Under Nick Fury's leadership, S.H.I.E.L.D. grows into one of the world's most powerful organizations. Leadership. This is the gift of administration, organization. These are the people who have the ability to see the overall picture, set long-term goals. They're good organizers. They find efficient ways of getting work done. These people may not seek leadership positions, but it just always happens to fall on them. They get a sense of fulfillment when others come together to complete a task, and they often will discern the talents and abilities of others and know how they can best serve within a ministry on a particular project. I don't know if this is his motivational gift or if this is a ministerial gift, but Mr. Joe has the gift of leadership. I mean, amazing. I love Mr. Joe looks at this building, and he has every week a list of items to do. And somehow or another, he organizes people, and I come in every week, and stuff gets done. That is a gift of leadership. Now, people with this gift, they can teach. They can greet. They can do other things. Because if you're a greeter and you have this gift, guess what? You organize in the greeting team. Let me give you that schedule. Let me show you where we put. That's the leader in you. We need leadership in the church. Somebody say amen. All right, the last gift. It is a gift, and I must remind myself because I don't have it how important it is in the body of Christ. It is the gift of mercy. Wait a second. Who has the gift of mercy? Huh? It definitely ain't Thor. There was an overlooked Avenger. Not the Black Widow. She was kind of, I couldn't find anything for her or Thor because they were a little unique. But there was a unique person who worked with the Avengers, especially in the Age of Thor, in the Avengers Age of Ultron movie. And her name was Dr. Helen Cho. Anybody remember Dr. Helen Cho? Yeah. Helen Cho, by the way, and we also did not have any females except for Black Widow. And I was like, I don't think she's a good example. Y'all have to know her story. Dr. Helen Cho is a Korean geneticist who specializes in creating human tissue. She's a friend of Tony Stark, or Iron Man, and she's also a friend of Bruce Banner, the Hulk. She's one who is often not seen, but is extremely vital to the Avengers. She patches up Hawkeye after he's been in a battle. Dr. Cho does her research because she loves science, but the reason she loves science is because she's motivated with this gift of mercy to heal and to help. She built this thing called the Cradle, which has the potential of saving millions of lives. She demonstrated her superpower of mercy. Mercy is compassion. It is the heart of the body of Christ. These individuals easily sense the stress in other people. They are attracted to and are patient with people in need. These are the folks, when people are hurting, you probably want to send them in over the prophets. Really? They are motivated to see people not only who are hurting, but to be healed of their hurts. They are truly meek in nature, and they avoid kind of confrontation and firmness. They are very focused on the emotional needs of others. They're full of compassion, full of love, full of mercy. They're extremely forgiving. Matter of fact, if they had a mantra, their mantra would probably be, "Can't we all just get along?" These are the people with the gift of mercy. Now, how many of y'all think you might be Helen Cho? Well, nobody wants to be her because you don't see her. But if we didn't have the Dr. Helen Cho's, oh my God, the prophets will destroy you, and then there would be nobody there to patch you up. I love the people with the gift of mercy in this church. As a matter of fact, when I have confrontation, because as a pastor, you certainly have to do that, I like to bring in people with the gift of mercy. You know why? Because they'll patch up and cover whatever I said wrong. That's who they are. They're good, wonderful people. So it doesn't matter if you are. Now, I didn't say Thor. If y'all want to be Thor, just pick it on your own time. Some of y'all women just want to say Thor and wanted me to show a picture because he's Thor. Made me drop the mic. Dr. Helen Cho is hilarious because they had a party in the Age of Ultron, an Avengers movie, and they asked her if she was going to go, and she told them, "No, I'm not going to that." And then she says, "Wait, is Thor going?" They said, "Yes." She said, "I'll be there." It doesn't matter which Avenger you are. It doesn't matter if you have the gift of prophecy like the Hulk. It doesn't matter if you have the gift of service like Hawkeye. Doesn't matter if you have the gift of teaching like Captain America or if you have the gift of exhortation like Iron Man. Doesn't matter if you have the gift of giving like Spider-Man or if you have the gift of mercy like Dr. Helen Cho or the gift of leadership like Nick Fury. Every one of you have one of those gifts. And they're extremely vital to the body of Christ and especially to this church. Like I said, the Avengers was interesting because individually, they were good. But the story of the Avengers is about a group of superheroes that used their superpowers that banded together to battle an evil force that was hell-bent on bringing world domination. The only problem was these superheroes had a hard time banding. For about the first half of the movie, they were caught up in their own agendas. Doesn't matter what your super gift is or your superpower is. If it's all about you, God can't use it. They squabbled, they backbit, they distrusted each other. I think it sounds a lot like what happens in the church. And as a result, the whole was far less more powerful than the sum of its part. And the bad guy, he was smart enough to know this. As a matter of fact, he anticipated it. And he counted on their lack of unity in order to accomplish his diabolical plan. Satan is looking at your lack of unity in the church. And most of that lack of unity is just because I'm made different than you. But guess what? that's what makes us amazing. That's why we can't get mad at someone if that's their motivational gift and that's how they respond. Maybe we just bring in the mercy folks to fix it. Maybe we bring in the teachers to teach about how we can be better in truth in that area. But it doesn't matter, because our goal has to be like the Avengers. We must destroy the enemy at all costs. At one point, Nick Fury looks at the team that was falling apart, and he says to them, the agenda was to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if they could become something together and be more than they were individually, to see if they could work together when we needed them to fight battles that we could never fight. God is calling this church to be a group of Avengers who can fight battles on this earth to destroy the work of the enemy. And we need everybody in this church to use their motivational gifts, to understand that whatever moves you, whatever motivates you, we got a place of service for you. We have to release these supernatural powers, or our community will not be what God has called it to be. I don't care if you're Helen Cho. I don't care if you're Spider-Man. I just need you to say, I'm going to use my gift for the glory of God. You might not even know how to use it. Guess what? Neither did Peter Parker. But it took somebody like Iron Man, the Exhorter, to teach him and to show him how to use it. So what do I want you to do with this message? I want you to say, look, God, I got a gift, and I want to join the Avengers of this church. I want to know how many of you are ready to be Rohi Avengers. If you want to be a Rohi Avenger, come on and stand to your feet with me. What's your superpower? What's your superpower? If you're here today and you've never given your heart or your life to Jesus Christ, and you're saying, you know what? I want to be an Avenger too. Miss Donna, go stand over there, please. I want to be an Avenger. You don't get your superpower until you give your life to Jesus Christ. If you want your superpower, you want God to use you, you want to change the world, you want to be effective, you want to do something, you want to be a part of something greater than yourself, then ask Jesus into your heart. I have Ms. Donna standing there so that at the end of service, if that's you, if you want to join our Avengers team, I want you to see Ms. Donna at the end of service. Now, today, what I want to do is I want to serve as your Nick Fury, and I want to bring together the Avengers. Whatever your gift is, whatever your call is, if that's you, lift your hands. I want to begin to pray for you. I want to pray that God releases inside of you a hunger and a thirst to get that superpower out. I don't care if you're 10. I don't care if you're 6. There's a place of service for you in this church. Father, I thank you that you have given each and every one of us superpowers. I thank you, Lord, that you are using them for your glory. I praise you, Heavenly Father, that there is not a believer sitting in this room that is void of a superpower. I thank you, Father, for the gifts of prophecy, service, teaching. I thank you for the gifts of leadership, for mercy. I thank you for the gifts of exhortation. I thank you, Father God, for the gifts of service that you have released in this church. And now, Father God, I declare that over the next 3 weeks, we're going to take those motivational gifts. And Lord, we're joining in the army of Jesus Christ, and we are becoming Rohi Avengers, and we're going to unite so that we can destroy the work of the enemy, especially right here on the east side of San Jose. Father God, I thank you for our superpowers, and I declare that they be released in this house, that they are used in this house. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Now do me a favor. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five, and say, welcome to the Avengers. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Spirit of the living God rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forever. Avengers, go out. Avengers, go out. Avengers, unite. Avengers, unite. When people ask how you're doing, may your response be, I dismiss you in the Lord. Give somebody a hug. If you're struggling to know what your superpower is, don't worry. Come back next week. We're going to help you identify it. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Shayna Hurd, Senior Pastor of Rohi Christian Church, a multi-ethnic, economically diverse, Spirit-led congregation located in San Jose, California. For audio teaching downloads by Pastor Shayna, service times and directions, or to become a Rohi partner, go to www.rohichurch.org or write to Rohi Christian Church, 474 Piercy Road, San Jose, California, 95138.